here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Now at Staples, the prices of HP printers are dropping. Save on HP Smart Tank and enjoy even more savings on ink. Save on the HP Inkjet, perfect for high-quality pics. Save on HP Laser printers, great for tackling high-volume document printing. Now through September 30th, save on Staples' entire selection of HP printers, some as low as $69.99. With HP printer price drops at Staples, now is the time to upgrade to HP, America's most trusted printer brand. See staples.com/HP for details.
Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream in Prentice, Wisconsin wants to make your fall season bloom with color and flavor. Grab-and-go fall containers all made up for you. And now is the perfect time to plant perennials with Buy One, Get One. With vibrant mum flowers and beautiful hydrangea bushes all ready to enhance your outdoor space. Pumpkins are here, and whether you are decorating your porch or carving a spooky face, Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream has the perfect pumpkin for you. And let's not forget about the delicious Cedar Crest ice cream. Have some and sit on a beautiful tangled butterfly terrace with fall flavors like pumpkin pie, frozen tundra, and more. At Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream, where nature's beauty meets sweet indulgence. Located off of Highway 8 East on Cemetery Road in Prentice, Wisconsin. Oh, and did I mention they have ice cream? Spaghetti dinner, always a favorite, available every day at the Park Falls Family Restaurant on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Lows dip down to about 51 tonight under partly cloudy skies, southeasterly winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs level off around 70 tomorrow. Overcast. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows level off around 57. Daytime highs approaching 75. Saturday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. 77. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Sunday. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 51 tonight. We should top off around 70 tomorrow. Lows level off around 57 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 62.
Pump it in there, baby.
Here's another song from our starting lineup.
Just keep matriculating the ball down the field, boys.
98 Q Country.
Is a special sports presentation of 98 Q Country, WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin.
It was a comeback to remember for the Packers Sunday against the Saints.
Love throws right side back. Trailer leaping grab. Romeo Dubs. Touchdown. Green Bay Packers. Sensational throw and catch. Oh my goodness.
After trailing 17-0 in the fourth quarter, the Packers rallied to win 18-17.
Here's the snap. Placement kick is up. End over end. It is. No good. And there is your dagger.
Now 2-1. Tonight in Green Bay, it's a matchup of the two teams at the top of the NFC North Division. Detroit is in town.
I know the challenge that we have in front of us. We've got a team that we've lost to three consecutive times that knocked us out of the playoffs last year, that it's an NFC North rival. So I know what they're all about. I mean, it's a tough, gritty team. We got to make sure that we prepare to the best of our ability to give ourselves a chance to go out and win.
It's the Packers and the Lions from Lambeau Field on this Thursday night edition of Packers Preview.
My name is Vince Lombardi.
The sun always shone on Packer Sundays. They called it Lombardi weather.
I want to welcome you to the Green Bay Packers.
Your 13-time world champion Green Bay Packers are on the air.
Star begins to count. Takes the ball. Fakes a handoff. Back to throw.
This is Packers Preview.
Into the end zone for a touchdown.
On the Packers Radio Network.
Midfield. To the 40, the 30, the 25, 20, the 10, 5, touchdown.
The Green Bay Packers are world champions of football.
Now, here's your host, Dennis Krause.
evening and welcome to Packers Preview. The countdown to kickoff is presented by Pick and Save. 67 degrees, partly cloudy, very comfortable in Green Bay for this matchup of 2-1 NFC North Division teams, the Packers and the Lions, on this Thursday night at Lambeau Field. For an early look, let's go to the U.S. Cellular Broadcast booth. Wayne Larrivee and Larry McCarron. John Kuhn will join them from the sideline. Good evening, Wayne.
Good evening, Dennis. Yeah, it's a beautiful night for football here in Green Bay tonight, and the lights are coming on, and television audience will be on hand. The Packers and the Lions and Rockets, it's early season. I mean, how big can a game be in just the fourth week
of the
season?
Big.
But this is big.
This is the battle for the leadership in the NFC North, big
the early
guy.
Lead.
This is pretty big.
Put your big boy pants on. Yes. Yeah, exactly.
It's going to be a big boy game.
Put pants on, for God's sakes. it is. You know,
Folks, I'm sorry. That conjures up some images that you don't want to go
no,
near.
No, no. We don't want to go there. So assume that never happened. But, Packers and Lions, and both teams kind of injury-riddled a little bit here and there. And the Packers will be without their starting left side of the offensive line. But I don't know if they've been out so long now. It feels like they're not gone. They're just a different left side of the offensive line for the Packers. And I wanted to ask you specifically about Rashid Walker and your impression, because I know you go back and study the tape and take a close look at these guys. How has he played in the first few weeks?
I think he's done fine since day one, and I'm going back to the Cincinnati preseason game. That's when he first jumped out to me, mm-hmm. and I thought, that young fella has it in his body to play the hot corner. And he played well against Cincinnati, and then he kept stacking, as Mike McCarthy used to say, stacking successes. And he hasn't been flawless. He hasn't been perfect, but you can see a guy that has the ability to get it done the right way. Like, he doesn't have to latch on and hold and get thrown around like a rag doll and just manage to stay in front. You know, he can punch. He can slide. He's also a big guy, and he'll attack in the running game and get some movement. I like Rashid, and it's hard to believe, but he may wind up being a seventh-round draft choice that becomes the left tackle of the future.
Yeah.
I think I've seen enough that if he's not, he's certainly in the running.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and you've been saying that since camp. Getting a couple of playmakers back, we assume, tonight in Aaron Jones, who was the best player on the field in Chicago 3 weeks ago, and Christian Watson, expected to make his season debut. Rock, I think they have no choice but to get these guys back and going 100%, don't you think?
Absolutely, and people have been talking about the Packers' running game to date, only averaging 3.4 yards per carry. You want to see the running game get better? Put in Aaron Jones and have him healthy enough to play because, and we've talked about it before, a good back will do more for a line than a line will do for him. And Aaron Jones has that explosive ability that he can take what's blocked for 5 yards and make it 45. And you need a guy like that to really have a running game that strikes fear in the heart of the opposition.
And, you know, what's interesting to me is after 3 weeks of action, Jordan Love has the highest average depth of target in the NFL at 10.9 yards. And that's come, John Kuhn, who's joining us from the sidelines, that's come without his best deep target in Christian Watson, who is expected to return tonight. That should help.
It should help this Packers offense. It should help Jordan Love. It should help open up the run game as well, having Christian Watson back in this thing. And yeah, Wayne, it's not a lack of effort for the Green Bay Packers trying to get this deep ball completed. It's just executing the plays at multiple plays throughout the first 3 weeks of the season. You can talk about Luke Musgrave. You can talk about Dontavian Wicks. They've had opportunities down the field and just working on that connection consistently and trying to make that part of their arsenal is really what's going to take this offense to the next level.
John, I know you review the game tape, the All-22, that kind of thing. And unfortunately, while I love the fourth quarter last week against the Saints, love the fourth quarter, but looking at the tape without a lot of emotion, just kind of reviewing it, unfortunately, we had pretty much three quarters of not so hot and at times bad football prior to that. And my concern is against the Detroit Lions, The type of team they've shown to date is the Packers cannot afford that kind of performance. They can't wait till the fourth quarter to get rolling.
Yeah, Rock, I agree with you. This is the toughest opponent I think we'll face in these first four games, and it's going to take four quarters of solid football to come away with a victory here. You saw in Atlanta three decent quarters and a bad one. That'll get you a loss, and last week one outstanding fourth quarter can get you a win, but you can't mess around with this Lions team. They are tough. Jared Goff's playing at a high level in his last 12 games, and all around this team has really increased its depth from top to bottom on their roster to where they're a very competitive football team right now. The Packers are going to have to come out. And last week, those first three quarters you talk about, Rock, I've really noticed the Packers had some opportunities, but you know, on offense, if one guy makes a mistake, that can ruin the whole play for everybody. What I thought was great was what you saw in the fourth quarter. They went back to some of those opportunities that we saw in the first, second, third quarter, and were able to execute the second time around.
Hey, John, one of the problems for the Packers, especially early on, or pretty much all game long, penalties. Now, in your experience, in your long career, what is the answer when it's raining flags and you're getting penalized way too much and it's screwing up drives? Do you have an answer, a pet way to kind of solve that problem, to stem that tide?
Tie the hands of the refs behind their backs. That's what it felt like last week to me, guys. We just saw flags, not just on the Packers, but on the Saints. And the thing that's discouraging about the Packers penalties was they had a lot of pre-snap penalties, a lot of awareness penalties, mental mistakes that caused their penalties. That's to be expected with the youth of this football team. The Packers are very young, and you're going to have a learning curve like that at the beginning of the year, but curbing that earlier rather than later will behoove them, because you're talking about starting a drive first and 20, first and 15 without even taking a snap. That's not a good way for an offensive coordinator and a play caller in Matt LaFleur to try and create plays for Jordan Love to get things started.
Yeah, guys, and going back and watching the first half of the game, it seemed like the Packers offense was ready to move the ball, but every time they started, there was a penalty, and they were first and 15 or first and 20 and that type of thing, and trying to overcome long down and yardage situations. John, I want to ask you, because you've been through these as a player, a Thursday night game, and I go back to last year. This is eerily similar to what we saw last year. The Packers win a dramatic come-from-behind game on a Sunday afternoon here at Lambeau Field against the Dallas Cowboys. Now they've got a short week, fortunately, for another Lambeau Field game at home, and all of a sudden the Tennessee Titans, one of the more physical outfits in football, comes to town. I think Detroit is maybe not that physical, but they're a much more physical team than they've been in the past, and they come to town. Tell me about the preparation, about the mindset the Packers are going to need here tonight to be in this game with Detroit.
Well, for Thursday night games, the game plans are truncated somewhat. Less time to install, less time to prepare. So it's a lot of the things that you've been working on to this point in time in the season with maybe a few wrinkles. The real tough part is getting your body back to playing on a Thursday night. Now, when these lights kick on and they run out through that tunnel, adrenaline will take them so far. But Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, normally it's not until Thursday that you start feeling back to your normal self again after a game on Sunday. So both teams are battered, both teams are bruised, both teams have a litany of injuries on the injury report. One of these teams is going to come out here and feel sorry for themselves, or maybe not. But if that team does come out, the team with the right mindset is the one that normally comes out the winner on Thursday.
Yeah, John, I think that's a big part of it. And the other thing, when I watch Thursday night football, I know that these teams have not had the on-field rehearsal, the practice, the polishing of the game plan, that type of thing. And I understand the physical aspect that you just so well pointed out, but isn't that also part of why sometimes these Thursday night games may not be what they would normally be 4 days later?
Yeah, they're definitely somewhat different, but to some extent, a guy like me and a guy like Rock, a lineman and an lineman from the backfield, it just means you get to line up and smack a man in the face, and the tougher man gets to move that football on the other man. And I'm excited to see this, because this is a physical outfit for the Detroit Lions. Dan Campbell has really instilled an identity in this football team. They like to bully on offense, and yet they still have a quarterback that, I said, in his last 12 games has been as efficient as just about any quarterback in the National Football League. So a very good test for this Packer team early on to find out where they stand with a team that has already rebuilt themselves with a new identity.
Guys, I'm going to take a contrarian point of view and feel free to
disagree. Wait a minute,
disagree.
That's my role around here. No,
I'm going to be adversarial, the debater that's adversarial. On the short week thing, I think the guys that face the biggest challenge are the coaches. They got to compress a whole bunch of planning, a whole bunch of everything into a short amount of time. And I just believe guys being guys. There's guys that know this is going to be an easy week of practice because it is an easy week of practice. I am going to get a monster weekend off right smack dab in the middle of the football season. That's like manna from heaven. Now, meantime, the coaches are staying here all night to get things done. The guys, they're bending over backwards to get them, as John was mentioning, to get them fresh, to get them ready to go, to get them so they can perform on Thursday night. I really think the guys who have it tough are the coaches. The players, not as bad. And one of you guys said it, both teams are going through it.
Oh, yeah.
Not the end of the world. And it's football. You get out there, and as John said, the adrenaline kicks in, and away you go.
I don't think, Jenny, that's put pretty well, you know, and it'll be interesting to see what kind of a game plan. The other part of that is that the coaches not only have a game plan, but they've got to, as John mentioned, kind of condense it. They have to do some editing. In other words, we can't put all this stuff in because we haven't had a chance to really rehearse it. So it'll be interesting to see. But, you know, a lot of times these games are a little sloppy, a little penalty-ridden. I don't know how John.
We had that last week.
John, we can't have any more penalties than we had last week, right? At 11 and 27 and 3 games?
Send a lasso down here. I'll start working on the referees mid game, guys.
You know, get some. You know, I know you're friends with a lot of security people outside. Get all the handcuffs down and let's go ahead.
We'll work on it.
We'll work on it. All right, John. We'll talk to you later tonight.
Have a good night,
John. And we send it back to Dennis Krause.
Gentlemen, thank you. After the break, we'll be joined by James Jones and Mike Heller. This is the Packers versus Cancer game presented by Bell & Health. This game recognizes and honors those who have battled and continue to battle cancer. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
Packers Preview is sponsored by Pickett Saint, Miller Lite, the original light beer, brewed to have more taste with only 96 calories. It's Miller time. West Bend, The Silver Lining, Quick Trip, Network Health, and American Family Insurance on the Packers Radio Network.
Sargento backs the pack and gives back to the community. Sargento donates $2,000 toward hunger relief for every Packers touchdown this season. Since 2002, the Sargento Touchdowns for Hunger program has raised more than $1.8 million, shared by Hunger Task Force in Milwaukee and Paul's Pantry in Green Bay. For more than 20 years, every Packers touchdown helps defeat hunger thanks to Sargento, the official cheese of the Green Bay Packers.
Hi, this is Wayne Larrabee for Steinhoffels. Today may be game day, but Fridays are green and gold at Steinhoffels Furniture and Mattress Superstores. Every Friday during the season, visit any Wisconsin Steinhoffels Superstore wearing Packers gear and score great deals on furniture and mattresses. Steinhoffels is proud to partner with the Packers for Green and Gold Friday to reward our great fans. Visit Steinhoffels.com to find this Friday's reward.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
What makes Scooter's Coffee amazing? Maybe it's our espresso drinks, like our signature hot, iced, or blended Caramelicious, made from the best coffee beans in the world. Maybe it's our signature homemade cinnamon rolls and tasty breakfast sandwiches, served fresh every day. Maybe it's the refreshment of our fruit smoothies in the summer, the coziness of a hot mocha in the winter, or maybe we want to put a smile on your face. Spoiler alert, all of the above. Start your day or top it off at Scooter's Coffee. Amazing people, amazing drinks, amazingly fast.
Think you know all the Lambeau Field Atrium has to offer?
think again. Shop, eat, meet, greet, see, look, leap, love, learn, laugh, share, experience. From Lambeau Field Tours to the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame, from the Packers Pro Shop to 1919 Kitchen and Tap, even holding company meetings to hosting special events. Take it all in. Go all out. Experience the energy and vibe only the Lambeau Field Atrium can offer. Visit Packers.com to learn more.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Just like offenses and defenses work together to win games, Rural Mutual Insurance and the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation work together to create a winning combination for Wisconsin farmers. To find an agent near you, visit ruralmutual.com to learn more.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
The Countdown to Kickoff is presented by Pick and Save. Packers preview Thursday night at Lambeau Field. Packers and Lions, including a 1994 playoff victory. The Packers are 28-4 against the Lions in the state of Wisconsin since 1992. Scheduling oddity this year because the Packers will play in Detroit on Thanksgiving. It's the first time the two teams have played twice on Thursdays in an NFL season since 1926, when it was the Chicago Bears against the Chicago Cardinals. Packers starting 2-1. For the third straight season. We're in the Miller Lite End Zone Bar in the north end zone at Lambeau Field. 64 years ago yesterday, Vince Lombardi coached his first regular season game for the Packers, a 9-6 victory over the Bears. Hey, Packers fans, save time and money ahead of game day with a boost by Pick and Save Fresh Perks membership. You'll enjoy free delivery, double fuel points, and more. Sign up today at pickandsave.com/boost. Joined in a few minutes by James Jones. Mike Keller is here, and Mike, the big news, obviously, on Thursday, David Bakhtiari being placed on injured reserve. That means he'll miss at least the next four games. Now, he played 55 snaps in the opener at Chicago, but right now, the knee can't get right.
Well, and the storyline with that is that he can't play at the earliest until November 5th, when right. The L.A. Rams are in town because they put him on the IR now. Now, the storyline here is, had they known the severity of the injury and the knee's unwillingness from a health standpoint to respond to treatment, they would have done this a couple of weeks ago. So the storyline is hard, both on the team, certainly the fan base, but I would add this. David Bakhtiari wants to play. The entity I feel most sorry for right now is David Bakhtiari, because the man wants to play, and I think he's done everything in his power to be back and get on the field, and his body has not cooperated to the level that he can.
And I'm not trying to be pessimistic when I say this, but if he doesn't return this year,
yeah,
and he has that $40 million cap number next year, you wonder if he's played his last game as a Packer.
And that's a fair question to ask. I think that November and December is going to answer that question, Dennis. But, yeah, Larry was talking about it off the top here from up in the broadcast booth, Larry McCarron. Rashid Walker has been very good. But make no mistake about this. The Packers are without their starting left tackle and left guard. That's hard to overcome. So far, they've done all right. Now, what does Rashid Walker do over the next 4 weeks? The plus here is that you play on a Thursday, then you don't play again until a week from Monday, then you have your bye week. So you got plenty of time to get other players healthy, and there is good health news on the other front, although we don't know actives and inactives until about 30 minutes from now.
Second game in 5 days for both teams. The Lions have scored at least 20 points in 12 straight games dating back to last season, one away from the franchise record. Let's bring in James Jones. And James, I know you probably heard bits and pieces about David Bakhtiari going on injured reserve, but your reaction to that news?
I ain't gonna lie to y'all, man. You see my tone. You hear my voice. Man, I'm disappointed and discouraged at the same time, man. This is a dude that, you know, ACL surgery almost 3 years ago, and my dog is still dealing with, you know, swelling or whatever it may be, man. And, you know, to be honest with you, Jordan Love and this offense needs him. This is a much better team and a much better offense when he is healthy and out there on that football field. And, you know, to me, this is concerning because, I mean, I felt like the Packers have done anything and everything they possibly could to give him the most rest, not try to pressure him back, not try to get him back earlier than expected, and we're still here. So, you know, I'm praying and hoping that it's nothing else that, you know, goes on after these 4 weeks and he could play some games without, you know, having that knee swell up or whatever it may be. But I ain't going to lie, if I'm discouraged, I already know how he's feeling and how discouraged he may be, you know, going through this long process.
Mike, let's talk further about the injury report. You hinted at it, and Aaron Jones, Christian Watson expected to play tonight, but Bakhtiari obviously out with the injured reserve. Devondre Campbell is out, and Elgton Jenkins is out.
Yeah, I mean, the three, four outs that were listed were Elgton Jenkins, Devondre Campbell, Bakhtiari, and Zane Anderson. Questions still on Jair Alexander, but that didn't seem encouraging on the Jair front. Questions on Aaron Jones did seem encouraging. I think they leaked without intention that Aaron Jones and Christian Watson will go. But Carrington Valentine is also on that questionable list. So is Zach Tom. So it's a long list on both sides, and part of that is going to help decide. Think of this. The best pass-rushing option for Detroit has the chance to go against backup left tackle and left guard, and the best pass-rushing option for Green Bay has the chance to go against a hobbled Taylor Decker and also an injured Detroit Lions offensive line.
Lions listed David Montgomery, Taylor Decker, and Kirby Joseph as questionable. Montgomery and Decker are expected to play, so we'll keep you posted on Joseph. And we know that cornerback Emmanuel Mosley is out, so their secondary is a little weakened this evening. With a recap of last week's game, here's Bill Schmid.
A slow start would be an understatement in describing the Packers' performance in the 2023 home opener. Just six first downs in the first half and a 17-0 deficit at the break. Following two three and outs and a turnover on downs inside the red zone in the fourth quarter, business picked up in the fourth. The Packers' second trip into the red zone netted them their first points on an Anders Carlson field goal. Then the Packers rolled 80 yards in under 2 minutes, being aided by back-to-back defensive pass interference penalties equaling 67 yards. Set up the game's first touchdown of the day and Jordan Love's first rushing TD of his career.
And the fake to Tanner Love, cutting it back right, dives into the end zone for the touchdown. Able to get by DeMario Davis off the right side, dive into the end zone, just under 7 minutes to go in the game. And the Packers get their first touchdown of the day.
Jordan would hit Samaje Toure for a two-point conversion, making it 17-11. The defense forces another Saints three and out, and then the Packers offense rolled down the field again. Jordan Love with a 24-yard scramble. Jaden Reed with a 30-yard catch. Two big grabs by Dontavian Wicks, and the third score of 2023 for Romeo Doubs.
In the shotgun, takes the snap. Love throws right side back. Trevor, leaping grab, Romeo Doubs. Green Bay Packers, sensational throw and catch. Oh, my goodness.
Suddenly trailing 18-17, the Saints went marching into Green Bay territory and set up the rookie, Blake Groupe, for a potential game winner at Lambeau.
Blake Groupe to give New Orleans the lead. Here's the snap. Placement kick is up. End over end. It is. No good. And there is your dagger.
The miss wide right sent the Packers into victory formation, sent their record to 2-1 headed into tonight's NFC North battle, and gave Jordan Love a win in his first start at Lambeau Field. Dennis, back to you.
Thank you very much, Bill. The Lions have placed defensive back C.J. Gardner-Johnson and defensive end James Houston on injured reserve, so obviously they won't be available tonight. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
Green Bay Packer football is brought to you by Schwamgen Home Furnishings, Heckman Auction, LPK Dental, Brandy Lake BP Amoco, Phillips Lumber, Woodruff Appliance, JC Builders, Bug Tussle, Great Northern Motel, Harbor View, Home Slice Pizza, Mastercare Lawn Services, Northern Lights, Northwoods Accents, Jay's Automotive, Parkwell Sandler Restaurant, Warga Auto and Truck Center, Green Bay Packer football on 98Q Country.
Home Slice Pizza in Mercer, a great place to stop by for a bite to eat, a family gathering, watch your favorite sporting event. You can choose from their signature pizzas, subs, wings, salads, cheesy garlic bread, their breadsticks with all your favorite sauces. Order to take out, dine in, or take it over to the tap house and enjoy the food with your favorite craft beer. For your convenience, you can order ahead online at homeslicemercer.com. Home Slice Pizza on Sarnio Road in beautiful Mercer, Wisconsin.
Join us Friday, September 29th for all the fun and excitement of high school football. This week, join us at 7 p.m. on air at 98.3, online at 92country.com, or on the Civic Media Mobile app for Winter and Birchwood hosting Roaming and Betterment Mercer co-op team. Also at 7 p.m., join us on 103.1 for Phillips hosting Northwoods and Solon Springs. High school football brought to you by 98Q Country, local Civic Media radio station. Monday, October 16th, and Tuesday, October 17th, from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m., the Red Cross is having a blood drive at the Park Falls Community Peace Center. If you would like to schedule an appointment, please call 1-800-733-2767 or visit redcrossblood.org and enter peace. Again, that's 1-800-733-2767 or visit redcrossblood.org and enter peace. Fight the ongoing blood shortage, the Red Cross is urgently requesting donors of all blood types and platelets. You can schedule an appointment to give by downloading the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or by calling 1-800-733-2767. That's the Red Cross Blood Donor app, redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-733-2767.
The Wolf's Den Bar and Grill in Mercer, Wisconsin is a great place to enjoy the nice social atmosphere, relaxing dining experience, and the beautiful view of Lake San Domingo. They've got six flat-screen TVs so you can catch all the sports games of your favorite teams, the Monday tacos, the Tuesday ribeye steak, and the Thursday all-you-can-eat wings, Friday the fish fry, and Saturday prime rib. The Wolf's Den, right on Highway 51 and right next to the snowmobile and ATV trail, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-244.
For a delicious meal anytime, whether you feel like breakfast, lunch, or dinner, stop in at the Park Falls Family Restaurant on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
The countdown to kickoff is presented by Pick and Save. Packers preview Thursday night at Lambeau Field. Packers and Lions. Lions 31 seasons without a playoff win is the longest current drought in the NFL. They've never been to a Super Bowl. They haven't won a division title since taking the NFC Central in 1993. Tonight's Eye on the Opponent is presented by Shopko Optical, the official eye care partner of the Green Bay Packers. James, when you look at the Detroit Lions, and they're the favorites by many to win the division this season, what do you see?
Yeah, we probably got somebody on this show today that's going to pick the Lions, but we ain't going to.
Hey, I'm right here, James. I'm right here.
To be honest with you, I love the way the Lions play football. They play extremely hard. They play extremely confident. And they're starting to become a football team that you have to look at as a problem. And the reason why I say that is the first 3 weeks of the season, I'm like, okay, the Lions are going to Lions. You know, the Lions are going to Lions. That mistake is coming. And they've been playing some consistent football, and they've been making plays when they had to make plays to win football games. And I think they're starting to turn that hump to be a really good football team. So, you know, I'm not worried about them being, you know, favored or anything tonight, you know, because at the end of the day, you got to come in between them lines and play that football game. But I think the way they finished the season last year and, you know, how they kind of started the season this year, I think they, you know, earned some people respect.
Lions swept the Packers last season 15-9 and 20-16. Under Matt LaFleur, the Packers won the first five meetings against Detroit. They've lost the last three. Lions quarterback Jared Goff on Aaron Rodgers leaving the NFC North. Quote, I kind of wish he was still around so we could beat him twice a year.
Wow.
Strong words from the Lions quarterback, Mike. Yeah. The Lions offense last year was potent. They averaged almost 26 points per game, fifth in the NFL. And their offensive coordinator, young guy by the name of Ben Johnson, had some interviews for head coaching jobs, but decided to stay in Detroit.
Yeah, the offense has been really good, and part of that is part the receiving game. And they're going to get better when the season goes a little bit deeper on, because last year's number one overall draft choice for the Lions, he'll be eligible after week six, missing the first 6 weeks because of a gambling issue with the Detroit Lions. Yeah, this is a good team. I think their quarterback is gettable, and maybe their injuries up front will allow the Packers to get him off the spot tonight, because if you let Jared Goff stand still and throw, he'll beat you. He's that kind of a thrower. Got to make him move. That's true for a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL. But Rashawn Gary getting after him, Lucas Van Ness getting after him. If the Packers can get some pressure, maybe they can make Jared Goff have a more mortal night tonight.
James, it also needs to be said, while we're praising the Lions offense, that they finished last in the NFL in total defense last season, tied for third most points allowed. They allowed 320 yards rushing to Carolina. I mean, those are college football numbers. A recent Detroit Free Press headline, quote, "Lions lack of defensive discipline and early concern yet again." So the Lions are not a finished product, are they?
No, absolutely not. I think the Lions, they still have a ways to go to become, you know, a championship football team, or even considered, you know, as a championship football team. And especially, you know, when you talk about the defensive side of the ball, and they made some good additions over there, and they're, you know, they're getting better on that side of the ball. But, you know, if that side of the ball doesn't step up, this team is not going to get to where they are trying to get to. And first and foremost, that's winning this division and getting to the playoffs. So they still work in progress. I mean, I like our chances if we're able to keep Jordan Love upright, you know, and protected tonight. I think it should be a good night for the Packers.
For every Packers sack, Delta Dental of Wisconsin will donate water bottles to a school helping Wisconsin kids drink more water and sack plaque. The Lions unveiled a statue of Barry Sanders outside Ford Field earlier this month, first Lion to get that honor. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
Life moves fast, so should your internet. Bug tussle with Love to give new customers $10 off per month for 12 months, plus free installation from August 11th to September 10th. Get this winning deal on high-speed internet by calling Bug Tussle at 877-227-0924. Spread the love and tell 10 of your friends to call Bug Tussle too. 877-227-0924.
Want to start saving money today? Then you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online on our website located at 98QCountry.com. Stop by and take a look at all the wonderful feature businesses, such as local restaurants or fun shops located in Prentice, Mellon, Minocqua, Phillips, Park Falls, Butternut, Glidden, and all around the surrounding areas, offering everything from burgers to clothing. You can also tune into the 98Q Country Morning Show to hear them read live by our wonderful hosts. Save money with 98Q Country Shopping Show today.
Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Update your home to make life easier with smart home products from Fight Electric. Always know who's at your door with an HD video doorbell. Receive alerts when motion is detected and see live video right on your phone from anywhere. Right now, pick up an HD video doorbell for just $49.99 after 11% off. Good through October 1st. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
If you're 19 or older with certain underlying medical conditions such as asthma or diabetes, you can get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're 65 or older, it is also recommended you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, no matter the season. Talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself. A message from the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Worga's Auto and Truck Center offers 24/7 towing and roadside service. Worga's, your worry-free truck and auto repair center, Highway 13, Phillips.
One-on-One is presented by Software One, your go-to partner for software and cloud solutions, helping companies to migrate and modernize their applications and navigate and optimize software and cloud changes. Transform with Software One today. Jordan Love is the biggest Packer story so far of the 2023 season. The former first-round draft choice waited his time, and three games into his role as the Packers' starting quarterback, there is a lot to, quote, love about Green Bay's new leader. Mike Heller has our player profile on number 10, Jordan Love.
And the fake to Tanner, Love cutting it back right, dives into the end zone for the touchdown. Able to get by to Mario Davis off the right side, diving to the end zone, just under 7 minutes to go in the game, and the Packers get their first touchdown of the day.
Jordan Love can run a little bit. The fourth-year quarterback from Utah State is three games into his career as an NFL starting quarterback. He's thrown 96 passes this year. Seven of them have been for touchdowns, but it was Sunday's fourth-quarter performance and his presence that has his teammates' attention. Rasul Douglas.
He got some years on him, but it's composure, you know? He don't get rattled at all. Like, he just got swag. He that guy, you know? He know the offense is only going to go as far as he take him.
Part of the story that is and has been front and center with a young quarterback is about his demeanor. That has been evident since the start of training camp. The impression he's made on his teammates and his head coach is big time.
The poise that he shows is really remarkable. I think the leadership that he shows is unbelievable. I mean, I'd go down there and before we take a drive, and he's talking to all the guys and encouraging everybody, and those guys they're going to fight for him. I think everybody in that locker room is going to fight for Jordan Love.
Fighting for Jordan Love. Love has been fighting and waiting for a long time for this chance. We asked him about running out of the tunnel Sunday at Lambeau Field for the first time as the starting quarterback for the Green Bay Packers.
That's a moment I've been waiting for a while. And to be able to do that, it was special. You know, I couldn't even really hear the crowd when I was coming out. Like, it's just a surreal moment, kind of a blackout. But it's just, it was really exciting. And I could feel the energy. And it was just special. And then obviously going back in the tunnel after the game, it was another special moment.
And about that finish and what turned out to be the game-winning throw to Romeo Doubs.
In the shotgun, takes the snap. Love throws right side back. Sherman, leaping grab, Romeo Doubs. Touchdown, Green Bay Packers. Sensational throw and catch. Oh, my goodness.
That's a moment and a series of game highlights that can change a team.
Yeah, I think it just brings everybody closer together. Like I said, nobody flinched on the sideline out there. At halftime, you know, the defense was telling us, we got you. And that's exactly what they did. And offense stepped up in that fourth quarter and made plays. But it feels great. And, you know, it's a confidence boost for the whole team.
Much of that comes back to the poise and the demeanor and the confidence of this young quarterback whose attitude is intentional and different.
I always want to be that guy that, you know, guys can look at and never see me getting flustered. You know, never see it on my face that, you know, things aren't going right on the field. A guy that people can look at and just get confidence that we're going to keep going. But I feel like that's how you got to be, you know, never too high, never too low. And I think that helped in the situation.
Thank you, Mike, who's never flustered. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
My mom has decided to learn to paint, and she's good.
My dad's now into creative cuisine, and I've already put on 6 pounds.
Learning new things comes with age.
My mom, she started forgetting my name and what we're talking about.
Forgetting well-known things doesn't. Memory loss may be a sign of Alzheimer's disease. Early detection gives you and your loved one time to plan for the future. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Oftentimes, the wheelchairs our veterans and first responders receive from their healthcare providers are subpar at best. Some are falling apart with a years-long waiting list for a new one. This lag causes a tremendous amount of stress for our heroes and creates a burden for their caregivers. Isolation leads to depression. We build what they need to get outdoors, hunting, fishing, or playing sports. Join the mission at wheelchairsforwarriors.org.
Hey, Joe, I thought you were retired.
Living on a fixed income is tough. So here I am, an essential worker.
I know. I mean, food prices are going up every day. Thank goodness for BenefitsCheckup.org.
Benefits what?
BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free website where people over 60 can find help to pay for food, medicine, even utilities. I got $1,200 a year in benefits. Maybe it can help you.
Hey you, stop and listen. This is a public service announcement with Dakari Chapman. Why should you know your constitution and why should you know your rights as a U.S. citizen? How would you like it if someone didn't allow your club to meet at your house? I wouldn't, because that's not cool. How would you like to be tried without a jury? I wouldn't, because that's not cool. These things are not cool. Learn your rights as a U.S. citizen so you know what to do in these situations. Thanks for listening. And remember, it's an American thing, so learn it.
Liberty. It's an American thing. From AmericanThing.org.
Open 7 a.m. 7 days a week and honoring our veterans with a 10% discount at the Park Falls Family Restaurant on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
The countdown to kickoff is presented by Pick and Save. Packers preview Thursday night at Lambeau Field. Packers and Lions. Couple of guys you'll recognize. Mark Brunell is the Lions quarterback's coach, former Packers quarterback, and Lions senior personnel executive is John Dorsey, who played and was a front office person for the Packers. Game Day Inactives presented by Marshfield Clinic Health System. Marshfield Clinic Health System, the right place for specialty care. Visit marshfieldclinic.org to learn more. Mike?
Well, wide receiver Malik Heath is inactive. So is defensive back Jair Alexander. That's the one we were kind of waiting on. So Jair Alexander will not go. Brenton Cox, Devondre Campbell, Elton Jenkins, those are what we already pretty much knew. David Bakhtiari on the injured reserve now, so he is out for at least 4 games, starting with tonight. That's November before he can come back. So I suppose the one we were wondering about was Jair Alexander. It didn't look good. It does mean that Aaron Jones and Christian Watson both go tonight.
Packers fans, play Packers Predict, powered by Senix, to win weekly cash prizes all season long. Play for free at Packers.com/predict or on the Packers app. So, James Jones, you just listened to those inactives, and I want to focus on Alexander being out. If you're in that Lions receiving core, what are you thinking?
Well, number one, you're thinking that the best cornerback is out. So, I mean, we should be good. But the good thing is the Packers have some really good depth at corner. You know, so we still have a chance to play at a high level on the outside. But you're talking about an all-pro corner, a Pro Bowl corner in Alexander, who plays with a lot of swag and rubs off on his team, which is a big blow. So you better believe – I don't even necessarily know that it's for the receivers, Dennis. I think it's for the quarterback because – Aaron Rodgers has asked me 100 times, JJ, you open? And even when I know I got D'd up, whether it be Darrell Reeves, Richard Sherman, yep, I'm open. You know, so it's more for the quarterback knowing that, okay, their best corner is out, you know, and we're going to look to take advantage of that. So these other young fellas going to have to step up.
After further review is on the way, Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
Home Slice Pizza in Mercer, a great place to stop by for a bite to eat, a family gathering, watch your favorite sporting event. You can choose from their signature pizzas, subs, wings, salads, cheesy garlic bread, their breadsticks with all your favorite sauces. Order to take out, dine in, or take it over to the tap house and enjoy the food with your favorite craft beer. For your convenience, you can order ahead online at homeslicemercer.com. Home Slice Pizza on Sarnio Road in beautiful Mercer, Wisconsin.
Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Enjoy a beautiful view with new windows from Chaldwin. They're made to be durable, energy efficient, and low maintenance. We carry more than 100 size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Saving your entire window project with 11% off all Chaldwin windows now at Menards. Good through October 1st. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Spaghetti dinner, always a favorite, available every day at the Park Falls Family Restaurant on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Join us Friday, September 29th for all the fun and excitement of high school football. This week, join us at 7 p.m. on air at 98.3, online at 90qcountry.com, or on the Civic Media mobile app for Winter and Birchwood hosting Roaming and Betterment Mercer co-op team. Also at 7 p.m., join us on 103.1 for Phillips hosting Northwoods and Solon Springs. High school football brought to you by 98Q Country, local Civic Media radio station.
Monday, October 16th, and Tuesday, October 17th, from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m., the Red Cross is having a blood drive at the Park Falls Community Peace Center. If you would like to schedule an appointment, please call 1-800-733-2767 or visit redcrossblood.org and enter peace. Again, that's 1-800-733-2767 or visit redcrossblood.org and enter peace.
Fight the ongoing blood shortage, the Red Cross is urgently requesting donors of all blood types and platelets. You can schedule an appointment to give by downloading the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or by calling 1-800-733-2767. That's the Red Cross Blood Donor app, redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-733-2767.
Packers and Lions on this Thursday night from Lambeau Field. After further review is brought to you by Network Health, proud partner of the Green Bay Packers. Feel like you're throwing a Hail Mary pass when selecting a health insurance plan? Well, don't. Call Network Health today with James Jones and Mike Heller. I'm Dennis Krause, joined by Wes Hotkowitz of Packers.com. And we'll go Mike, Wes, and James for responses. And Mike, I'll go with you. The news that came out this afternoon, your reaction to David Bakhtiari being placed on injured reserve?
Well, I'll start with this, and James echoed this earlier. The person I feel most sorry for, the sympathy goes to David Bakhtiari, because there's nothing this man wants to do beyond playing. Desperately wants to play. So I feel terrible for David Bakhtiari. As it revolves around the Green Bay Packers, there is no way that they can't be negatively impacted. Now, they can work through with Rashid Walker and what they're doing on the left side of the offensive line, but their starting left tackle and starting left guard are out. That's a big deal. You can do it for a week or two. It's hard to do it for 5 or 6 weeks, and that's what they're facing.
And I know this is a difficult question to grapple with, but if he stays on injured reserve for the rest of the season, he has a $40 million cap hit for next year, it's conceivable he's played his last game as a Packer.
Boy, I sure hope it doesn't come to that, Dennis. But, I mean, obviously with this knee injury, Dave's gone through it. The Packers have been through it. You're never really too sure what tomorrow brings. My heart breaks for him in this way because whatever people have said on social media, however things get construed in the fan base, You got to remember, David Bakhtiari was on a trajectory for the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Five-time All-Pro. His credentials, I mean, alongside Forrest Gregg, the guy has as good credentials as anybody that's ever played the tackle or offensive line position for Green Bay. And if he could be out there, I know he'd want to be out there. I'll be very interested to see what the Packers have to say about this, though, because I actually was kind of taken aback. I did not anticipate that it was going to come to this in terms of the four games you're going to be down here on IR. I just thought it was going to be, okay, we'll just see how the knee feels, get him back here at some point. But for the Green Bay Packers, this is another major obstacle that they have to try to overcome at a position that is pivotal for Jordan Love.
And I'm not saying, James, that he's not hurt. That's not my point here. Yeah. But my point is, coaches like certainty. And they don't like week to week to have the circus. Will he, won't he? He's not been practicing. Is he going to be up on game day? This, for the next month anyway, gives some certainty.
No question. And, I mean, you know, it sucks because you're talking about a great player in David Bakhtiari. Mm-hmm. You know, I think Wes mentioned, touched on it. You know, this is a Hall of Fame caliber player, you know, with what he's been putting out there on that football field. So it absolutely sucks for him. And it sucks for the Packers. So I know how frustrating it is. I've been hurt before. And one thing I do know about Bakhtiari, you know, playing with Bakhtiari, if Bakhtiari could be out there, he's going to be out there. So it's not a question of me questioning if he's hurt or not. You know, the question is he ever going to be 100? You know, to where you continue to have these setbacks, you know, is he ever going to be back to being the Bakhtiari and being able to be out there consistently? We all know in anything, man, in life, I mean, it's signs around the Green Bay Packers locker room, man. You know, availability is more important than talent any day. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's all about being available and being able to be out there. And lately, he hasn't really been able to be out there as great as he is. Do I pray and hope after this 4 weeks that we're past the swelling after we play a football game or a practice? Absolutely. And he could get back to Bakhtiari. But he's too great of a player and too good in that locker room to even think about, like, moving on from and giving up on or anything like that. So hopefully we can stay afloat. And when he comes back, we can make a good little run.
It's amazing, Wes, how fate can change. I mean, he's practicing New Year's Eve 2020, and his life and his career changed.
And it changed probably the, you know, trajectory of Packers history as well, because you just wonder if you have David Bakhtiari in the playoffs in 20 or 21, what's possible. And the other aspect of it, too, that I think a lot about with Dave is that it would be not as difficult if he didn't play so dang well. You know, even that game against Chicago, whatever it was, 30 pass blocking snaps, no pressures. When he's out there, he plays so well, but it's just been the challenge of getting out there.
All right, next question. Mike, what impressed you the most about the Packers' comeback win here Sunday over the Saints?
That everything has to go right. The other team has to be complicit in your come from behind in that scenario. But the defense, we're going to all talk about the offense and what they did. The defense did their job on every possession, including the last play before the field goal attempt, in which a tackle is made that if you don't make that tackle, they get a first down. They're going to end up probably with a chip shot as time expires in the game. So what I was most impressed with was how the defense played, not just the fourth quarter, but the entire game, certainly when it mattered.
I appreciate you leaving the meat on the bone there for me, because for me, you're absolutely right with everything you said, but for Jordan Love, a guy in his third start as QB1 for the Green Bay Packers, showing as much poise and moxie in that fourth quarter to come back. The Green Bay Packers need to make 4 or 5 explosive plays in order for that to even be a conceivable comeback. And Jordan did it. He did it with his feet on the scramble. He did it with his arm on that pass to Jaden Reed. And he did it with his mind when you think about the DPIs they were able to force. Jordan Love, I thought, proved a lot in each one of these starts, but this last one specifically showed that he has that killer instinct in him that if they need to find a way to win late, he's going to show up.
My favorite play in that whole run was the 2-point conversion.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because there was something about him on that play that is a separator.
And I liked when they took it rather than put all the eggs in the basket after the last touchdown.
Correct.
Get it out of the way. James, as you answer that question, is there such a thing as momentum week to week? I mean, can the Packers ride any momentum from Sunday into tonight?
Are you kidding me? Absolutely, man. Momentum, confidence, and all that. You know, when you're in a game like that, man, you're down 17-0. I turned the TV off. I ain't going to lie to you because I said, man, it's here.
Wait a second.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
You did what?
Yeah. Yeah, I lost confidence, man. I turned the TV off. Like, you know,
that's
so
very
maybe
what happened to my guy?
Maybe I need to start with the TV off today, because when I turned it back on,
it was 2 in the afternoon.
You know what I'm saying? We was on a roll.
I've always admired his optimism. Now I realize it's fake. It's not real.
You know, sometimes I'm human, Dennis, you know? So, but no, absolutely, man. Turning the tape on, knowing that, hey, man, it was an ugly first half. We didn't play, you know, as well as we wanted to play on both sides of the football. And we still found a way to win that ball game and come out and score 18 points in the fourth quarter. You better believe you can transfer that over into the next week. And not only that, it breeds confidence into your football team that no matter how it may look at any point in the game, we got a chance to win.
We've got more questions coming up for our distinguished panelists about an hour and 15 minutes away from kickoff here at Lambeau Field on this beautiful fall Thursday night. Packers and the Lions, both teams 2-1 coming in. The winner tonight, albeit early in the season, will be in sole possession of first place in the NFC North Division. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.